Welcome back. Buck Rising here with you. Very happy to welcome back to the show Titans linebacker David Long. Been since training camp since we've had the opportunity to catch up with David. He joins us now here on 104.5 The Zone. Boss man, how we living?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm still kind of feeling the reverberations on Nashville Sports Radio of you guys win against the Buffalo Bills on Monday night. What was that environment like for you, David? Because obviously the one penalty, you know, I'm sure the coaches weren't crazy about, but you played a fantastic game otherwise, and you guys' defense did a really, really good job on Josh Allen.
It was a great experience, man. It's a good team. Monday night, man, it's really not much more you could ask for. And the energy my guys is out there playing with, you know, with just, you know, a lot of that stuff you kids just can't coach. You just got to be in you. So that I was just, you know, happy to see, you know, everything was coming, you know, together. Everybody's playing fast, you know, just playing off one another. It was good to see.
It was good to see. And I know the fan base was excited about the way that you guys collectively performed on both sides of the ball. But for the defense, David, during training camp, it was clear and obvious to at least us media watching you guys out there that there was a different level of confidence about the way that you guys were approaching your day-to-day. You felt more comfortable just from our standpoint in what we were seeing you do in the execution on the practice field. How much of that has started to materialize throughout the course of the season, you know, despite the disruptions that you guys have had with injuries?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like it just takes, you know, like comfortability. All guys, you know, just practicing together, everybody, you know, being on the same page, you know. Once we get to that point where everybody is on the same page and playing off one another, you know, it's just going to be hard to get from that, you know. So I feel like, you know, that's just what's coming together. Everybody, you know, is on the same page. Everybody, you know, sees the vision, and, you know, off the field, you know, we're tight. So I think that plays a big role too.
Titans linebacker David Long is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. So let's talk about this game, because one of the first big performances that you had here in Tennessee was against this particular team that's coming to Nissan Stadium on Sunday. Now we talked about this the last time that you hopped on the radio show with us, but I mean, you're filling in a reserve role. You punch out the fumble that Rashawn Evans recovers for a touchdown. The stadium's going crazy. In fact, that's probably, outside of that Monday night, David, that's probably the wildest environment that I've seen at Nissan. Do you, like, black out in that moment when you pop the fumble loose? Do you even see Rashawn pick it up and run with it?
I didn't, for real, at all. I was really trying to find the ball, honestly, because I knew I had punched it out. I was just trying to find it, and I end up, you know, looking at the board, and Rashawn is hightailing to the end zone, so I just had to go down there and celebrate with him. But you know, that was a big play in the game. You know, I remember that vividly. So, and me and Rashawn, we were just talking about, because it's a little celebration. I told him I wanted to use his celebration that he used after he scored.
All right.
So yeah, you know, that was a nice little moment in the game.
All right, how choreographed are the celebrations defensively? Because now they got the camera in the end zone for you all to come together after you get a turnover, after somebody scores a touchdown on the defensive side of the ball. How much time is spent in rehearsal prior to that?
What's crazy is it's none. Like, that was just made up. And everybody, if you look at the video, you'll see everybody just trying to figure out what he's doing. You know, we all ended up, you know, noticing, you know, that it was, you know, just drinks, and we was like, that was a celebration.
That's how it goes.
You know, it's all a funny game, so.
No question. I appreciate that, but you're not going to be able to convince me that Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, when he caught his touchdown pass a couple of weeks ago, didn't have the Billy White Shoes Johnson rehearsed. You're not going to convince me of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he was doing on his free time. It looked a little too smooth, though.
So we really haven't had the opportunity to get to know you a ton, David. I know you got to get out to practice, so we won't keep you long here.
Yeah.
But I was reading some of the biographical information on you. I had no idea your dad was a former professional boxer and that he has at one point in his career fought Deontay Wilder.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not gonna speak too much on that fight, on that fight. But yeah, my dad was boxing. You know, growing up, he's been a professional boxer. He was a professional boxer for a while, until you know age.
Yeah.
But yeah, that growing up, you know, and going to those fights, and you know, and being in being around that and experience, you know, and practicing with my pops, you know, that was a experience in itself.
What's that environment like? Because I just coming up with a parent who's in that world where you're literally fighting for your living to a degree, that has to be such a unique experience to go through as a child that way.
Right. I mean, you know, growing up as a kid, you really don't think too much of, like, you know, you really just, that it just looks like, you know, it's fun or sports, like, or competitiveness. But, like, getting older, I see, you know, like, the work and the actual, you know, everything else that goes into, you know, that profession. So, you know, now that I'm older, me and my dad talk a lot about, you know, what it took to, you know, get in there and stay in there and play at a, not play, but box at such a pro level. But yeah, I looked at it from a different perspective from now growing up.
So
it's the experience, though.
I can't even begin to imagine. So do you then root against Deontay Wilder when he gets knocked out by Tyson Fury?
I mean, you have to, right? Nah. I don't. I watch. I love boxing, so I'm into it. But nah, I'm not. I wasn't rooting against him.
Well, what do you make? I'd like to stay here if that's okay with you, and we'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. But
yeah,
what do you make of boxing right now? Because I'm looking at Wilder Fury Part 3, and I'm entranced by it. Right? That's what boxing is supposed to look like to me. And then I see this mutated version of boxing where it's the Paul brothers and it's Floyd Mayweather and the circus that's happening over here, and I wonder, as somebody who's a fan of the sport, do you enjoy both elements of that, or are you more a purist in that regard?
I am a more purist. Like I'm definitely not about to buy the Jake Paul fight.
Well, that's because you're smart, David. You're not gonna spend your money on that.
right. You know, that's just entertainment. You know, some guys want to, or some people want to see that. But you know, as far as like the, you know, the more serious part, I'm more into, you know, like you said, the Tyson Fury III, that was a great match. Or, you know, Gervonta Davis, stuff like that, you know, those guys.
Yeah, well, I wish more people had that kind of appreciation, because the YouTube audience continues to grow for the Paul brothers. But
it's funny, though. It's a show, for sure.
It's funny, but it makes me sad, David. I'm like, how are people spending their money on this? This can't be how we're choosing to spend our free time anyway. It's a longer conversation for another
day. I agree.
So with this game against the Chiefs on Sunday, what they've been through, they're still good. They're still playing at a high level. But Mahomes has looked a lot different this season. What are your guys' observations been of this Chiefs offense right now? Because it seems to be a little disjointed from an untrained eye view.
We see they still have those same players, those same playmakers, and that's still Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day. We just know we have to. They have the ability to make big plays, you know, when they want. So we just had to, you know, come in, look at the film, which we've, you know, been doing, and get on the practice field, you know, and correct those mistakes that has hurt us, you know, along the way, or, you know, from past games that we've played, you know, and correct them, you know, just be sharp and come ready to play.
What was the biggest correction you guys felt you made against the Bills? Because I know the yardage that was allowed and the fact that they still put up 31 – That's something that gets held against you statistically, but I thought the game plan was really, really well executed. What step did you guys feel like you took the most in that game?
Well, you know, just taking a step back, especially me personally, like, because I missed some tackles the week before, so, you know, that was a big thing going into this game for not only me, but the team. Defense was tackling, you know, communication, everything, just the little things, and I feel like, you know, we took that step, even though, you know, a couple of big plays that hurt us. But, you know, in the red zone, we, you know, came to play a few times. So they earned it, you know. So that's all we can ask for.
Titans linebacker David Long has been our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. David, continued health and success, and have a good time at practice today, and we'll be watching on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have David Long, Titans linebacker, on the show.